Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, the 24th day of October 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and strap yourselves in. We're going to have Scott Ritter on the broadcast with a bunch of new developments and talking about his new book that's coming out. He was the Marine U.S. envoy assigned over there with the U.N. weapons inspectors that said there's no WMDs over here. And so they tried to put him to the meat grinder, but he certainly has been vindicated. So Scott Ritter will be joining us. And Janice Karpinski, the general who they tried to scapegoat for the Abu Ghraib torture scandal, when those entire wings of the prison where the torture was going on was under CIA control, she wasn't even allowed into those areas. They tried to scapegoat her. We've talked a lot about this, because by scapegoating someone who's innocent, then when the trail runs dry, when they investigate her, then they can say, see, she wasn't involved in torture. Well, no kidding. So this is another one of the little scams they run, and we'll be talking to the general who is really blowing the whistle with some huge revelations a little bit later in the broadcast. So both of those guests joining us today. We're also going to have wide open phones, take some calls in this hour and throughout all 3 hours. 1-800-259-9231. And here's the deal. Folks, you can call once a week, and I always love our longtime callers. It's just that a lot of people email me and call, and they finally get in. They say, listen, I've been trying to call for 6 months. The phones are always busy. I can't ever get through. See, we don't screen calls. We just ask what your first name is, where you're calling from. But we do really want first-time callers or people that don't call a lot or folks that call once a month or whatever. But you're welcome to call in once a week. And obviously, if there's some emergency, you can call in more than once a week. But 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will be getting to your calls. Hurricane Wilma, public advisory, starting to slam into the southern tip of Florida and the Florida Keys after it ravaged areas of the Yucatan Peninsula. And they've basically got martial law down there to, quote, deal with looting. And now Hurricane Wilma, with about 125-mile-an-hour winds, is slamming into Florida, and it's pretty serious. But not as bad as it could have been when this sucker went into Category 6 status back on last Thursday, over 175 miles per hour. It doesn't go into level 6, but they're now saying that's what it really hit. The scale only goes to 5. Bushy's feeling the boss's wrath. This is out of the New York Daily News, and we've known this for several years. Bush goes into convulsive rages, throwing things, beating on the ground, beating his fist on the ground. Clinton and Hillary did this too. That is confirmed. Actual carpet chewing, things we only saw with folks like Hitler, coming out of Hillary. I mean, actual carpet chewing, ladies and gentlemen. They're so self-centered, they don't get their way. They go into convulsive freakouts. And Capitol Hill Blue reported on Lord Clinton doing that. It also reported on Bush doing it. They've always been very accurate. Other publications with sources in Washington inside the White House said the same thing. Now here it is in the New York Daily News, a watered-down version of it, but Lord Bush throwing fits. Also, lawyers in CIA leak case say charges possible this week. That out of Reuters. Ann Coulter says get rid of the First Amendment. I'm not kidding. And so much more. Massive broadcast lined up for you today. InfoWars.net. PrisonPlanet.com.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Listeners across the United States listening on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, welcome to our wonderful listeners across the globe listening on shortwave and the internet. Welcome to you as well, and all the ships at sea listening via the global shortwave and even the internet now. We have that technology. Welcome as far south as the McMurtle Weather Station. We get emails and letters from there and even occasional phone calls. I want to say hi to all the folks down in Antarctica listening. And, of course, all the great listeners in Japan, China, Mexico, the United States, Germany, England, you name it. I am honored. I am humbled. I am thankful to be your host. And then, of course, the good old home crowd right here in Austin, Texas. All of you listening, thank you so much for tuning in. For those that are joining us for the first time that are driving along in their car or are tuning in via the internet because somebody sent you an email and said, listen to this show, and so you're having your little 30-minute lunch in your office cubicle in New York City right now, and you're biting into your tuna fish sandwich listening, and you're wondering, what is this broadcast? What is this show all about? It's about freedom. You'll hear me bash Hillary. You'll hear me savage Bush. You'll hear me go after Michael Wiener and Ann Coulter and in the same breath attack Air America as corporate false left paradigm bilge. Who is this guy? We can't put a label on him. until 100 years ago, left-right didn't exist. And the big corporations, the big banks came in and paid off the political scientists, paid off the universities, funded the endowments and the chairs that are set up in the universities to promote a false left-right paradigm and to push a centralization of government. In the past, it was freedom versus slavery. So I look at what a politician is actually doing, not what they're saying. I look at a policy and I say, does that give me and my family more liberty or less freedom? Does that follow the Constitution or does that violate the Constitution? We really do what Ron Paul does, the congressman, with the most conservative voting record in modern history. He simply, it's very easy, he says on legislation, he simply reads it. And if it violates the Constitution or Bill of Rights, even if he likes it, he will vote against it. And if they give him 30 minutes to read a 800-page bill, and folks, they've given him multi-thousand-page bills. They do that all the time. They say, vote on it, you got 5 minutes. It's a 400-and-something-page bill, but we're voting in 5 minutes. He says, sorry, I might even be for what's in there, but I've got to be able to read it. And he's tried to get a law passed, along with many others, to pass a law where congressmen have to read their bills. But instead, corporations basically own staffers like they own real estate, and they just write whatever they want. Thousands and thousands of new federal laws every year. Tens of thousands of new state laws every year. Hundreds of thousands of city and county laws. Laws, laws everywhere. You know, they say ignorance of the law is no defense. NAFTA took several wheelbarrows to carry. NAFTA was literally tens and tens and tens of thousands of pages long. Just the synopsis was 14,000 pages, if memory serves. So the synopsis, yes, ladies and gentlemen. So we defend the Second Amendment. We defend the border. We defend the sovereignty. We defend the family. We defend everything that is decent and honorable. We stand up against the people setting up a world government. And they openly announce every day on TV and radio and in the newspaper, world government's here. 5-10 years ago, you talked about world government. You were the kook. Now they admit world government, and they say, oh, but it'll be a loving, liberal, UN-run world government or an evil American neocon world government. See, that's the scam. That's the real illusion, is that they know now that the people are rebelling against one world government. So they give you a choice. Okay, you can have the loving UN who's against attacking Iraq, or you can have the evil, hateful, right-wing American world government. When it's the world government's owned by the same financial interest, they give you a false choice. They control the paradigm. It's paradigm management. And I repeat this because so many activists, so many intellectuals, so many conservatives, so many liberals or progressives cannot get outside of this box. It is a false paradigm. It was given to you. It did not exist till 100 years ago, 105 years ago roughly, outside of a male-female connotation of left or right, left being female, right being male. That's it. And so you're like a computer. They gave you a political virus so you couldn't compute. And you keep shutting down real political debate. So I started another broadcast with that because it is so important. All right, coming up, Bilderberg's Rumsfeld profit from avian flu scam. Now, we already knew this, but and Dr. Horowitz talked about it last week, but there's just massive evidence of this. Rumsfeld, particularly with the drug company he is a major stockholder in, is scheduled to make $4 to $7 billion. No one's sure. Depends on how big the run on the flu pill is. It's just unbelievable. Also, Colonel quits as fears grow for safety of his men, London Telegraph. You know, you've been told that they've really got armored vehicles. They've got lots of neocon congressmen on TV and radio telling you they do. They do not. And so if the troops are going to be there, they might as well have it. And a lot has been made. Colonel Roberts last week pointed it out on this broadcast that they have got tens of thousands of armored vehicles and mothballs all over this country. and they're just not going to give them to the troops. It's really that simple. So, and I know I'm anti-military because I want them to have the right tools. I'm evil. I understand that. Questioning anything the government does for a still zealous Bush-worshipping minority is equivalent to a heresy. An amazing article I do want to spend some time on. Case for WTC Tower Demolition, sealed by Griffin. And it says, in two speeches to overflow crowds in New York City last weekend, notable theologian David Ray Griffin argued that recently revealed evidence seals the case that the Twin Towers and WTC 7 were destroyed by controlled demolition explosives. This is from all the new firefighter tapes that are just ironclad, along with the other plethora, constellation of evidence, galaxy of evidence. Surprise, surprise, violations found in FBI surveillance records, Washington Post. Turns out without warrants, without anything, they're just spying on citizens, whoever they want, non-terror-related cases. And, folks, that's only the tip of the iceberg. That's where they decide to use evidence that they've gained illegally in a trial. You might then hear about it if that then gets reported to the press. So, you know, they talk about all these thousands of cases of this. Now, that's not even that's just the grazing surface. Harper's Magazine, How to Live in a Fascist State. Big publications like Harper's are coming out now explaining how to live in the new America, the new fascist state. I mean, we really are entering that. And you know, fascism, again, has this connotation of being on the right. Well, how is Hitler, a national socialist, a fascist? You see, this is how they confuse the terms. But fascism has more reality in its confines than some of the other terms that are used. And then what is fascism? It is where a government basically uses its power to go centralize control over the economy and then gives that control to select corporations. And socialism, the communist always told us, led to finally communism. Socialism has never led to communism. Communism literally does not exist other than colonies of ants and bees and other communal hive insectoid organisms. It does not exist in human societies. Within a few minutes, you're going to have see anarchy fall apart and then go into strong men and warlords. It does not exist. So they always told us, oh, you know, socialism will lead into the wondrous world of communism. But in every case, China, Russia, Cuba, everywhere, it and this is why the bankers and David Rockefeller openly funded it and write editorials in the New York Times explaining why they funded communism. I mean, people think McCarthy just made this stuff up. David Rockefeller brags how they funded it. They brag how they put Mao in. Because they would centralize control. So, yes, you go into socialism and communism, it consolidates wealth. Then once you get everybody dependent, you give the entire mechanisms of government and the control over labor and everything and the private property that was expropriated to begin with to select global robber barons that are above the nation states and form the global government. And really, it's imperialism. So forget the term fascism. We're dealing with imperialism. And the imperialist can use a democracy. They can use a democracy and propaganda to promise 51% goodies if they sell out the other 49%. Then once they've used that democracy to set up that big centralized government, the government then abolishes the welfare and transfers all of its holdings to the private corporations that put it into power. Then you end up, again, with the corporate structure. Remember, Mussolini said we shouldn't call it fascism, it's corporatism. And he's absolutely right. And that's why Jiang Zemin in 99, 50 years of Mao in Tiananmen Square said, capitalism is the ultimate expression of communism. And people did a double take and said, what? And see, even the liberal trendies won't listen to what he said. They'll call in here and we'll argue with him. And conservatives are listening going, what? Capitalism is the ultimate expression of communism? Yes, it is. They are identical, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
It's simple. The big bankers can't come in and go, we're going to put you all on feudal plantations again. We're going to confiscate your wealth. They had to deal with the Renaissance that grew into the Industrial Revolution that was displacing them. They were losing their monopolies. So they just financed a bunch of communist thugs all over the world and fascist thugs in other areas, openly funding them. And this is mainstream history, but you're not supposed to talk about it. I mean, this is in the actual, you know, history books. And they went in, they take over, they call it communism, we're going to take your property, we're going to take your land. And then a few years later, they start consolidating and handing it over to select global corporations who are outside the country's control but use that slave labor to then take those products and leverage out their competition in free countries. thus attacking the bankers' ancient enemy, the middle class, the independent free peoples. And so that's why the Fortune 500 loves China. That's why they get all the UN awards. That's why they're the model. That's why George Bush doesn't criticize them and the UN loves them and gives them all the big awards, because they are the model. They admit they put Mao in. They kicked the nationalist out. That's now publicly admitted. We were kooks to say that 20 years ago. Now it's openly admitted. Now it's openly taught. Oh, we thought Mao would be a better stabilizing effect. We thought he'd give us a better economy and a better people. That's what the CIA section chief 5 years ago said on the History Channel as I watched it. And we already knew that, but there he was admitting it. Somebody that killed at least 50 million people. Mao was good. And then David Rockefeller comes out in the New York Times when Mao dies and says, oh, he did such a great job. Oh, he was so good, such a stabilizing effect. Again, the same M.O. The centralizing effect, you mean. We're going to go to Jeff in New Mexico, who disagrees with something I've said, and then we're going to play a little clip here about the hurricane. And then I'm going to get off into just a ton of news after we take some more calls in the next segment. Believe me, there's a lot coming up, and we also have the general who was over the entire Abu Ghraib prison and other prisons in Iraq. And we're also going to have Scott Ritter on, so you don't want to miss that, the UN weapons inspector. A lot of new developments there. Let's go ahead and play this clip now, the latest with Wilma, that has now slowed down to 105 miles an hour from 125 earlier this morning, now crossing over southern Florida. Here it is.
Hurricane Wilma continues to move across South Florida after making landfall early this morning near Cape Romano. Wilma has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm with winds nearing 105 miles an hour. This resident of Naples, Florida, describes what he sees in the aftermath.
Big trees uprooted, and I don't know, a lot of damage. It's pretty bad.
Hurricane expected to weaken as it tracks off the southern Florida peninsula later today.
Oh, it's scary. All the walls are shaking and doors popping open, and it's very scary.
The Dow's up 95 points. This is USA Radio Network News.
And that's just in the last few minutes, folks. So that's the latest there on that. Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. I don't know what he disagrees about, but we'll find out. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Alex, I think on one of your shows one day, you said that you're for this laissez-faire theory.
I didn't say that, but whatever turns your fancy.
I thought you said something about, you know, if somebody buys something from you, even if it's not a good product, that you're not against that kind of treatment of other people, taking advantage of each other.
No, I never said that, but, you know, you can say whatever you like.
Okay, well, anyway, the Bible, you know, there's this, talks about the year of Jubilee, Leviticus 25, chapter 25. And even if you become poor and sell your land, you can get that land back later. You can read that in Leviticus. And since we're not under the year of Jubilee in the United States, we have the tax. I don't know what your opinion is on the...
Why would you claim something that I obviously never said? Well, imagine me on air going, I'm for ripping people off and taking advantage of them and getting away with it. I mean, everybody knows I didn't say that. You know I didn't say that. It's not a very... very sportsmanlike way to debate me is make stuff up.
Well, what's your opinion on the inheritance tax then?
Oh, I've said I'm against the inheritance tax.
Okay, well, I'm
against big taxes and taxes. I believe in very, very low taxes and constitutional taxes.
Because we don't have the year of Jubilee, you seem to be Christian and go by the Bible. We don't have that, so we need inheritance tax. Otherwise, certain people are going to get richer and richer, you know.
Look, they already have it in tax-free foundations, Bubba. They already don't pay taxes. So they've got trusts that are selectively left alone. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. You know, sometimes I get calls like those, and you know that's a tactic. Why, you say you're for chopping people's heads off and eating their noses? Well, no, I never said that. But I mean, how do you defend against something you didn't say?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns,
you know,
burns.
I got a whole bunch of cash that I want to put into the rotation of my bumper music.
And it burns.
The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I can't wait to go see that new Johnny Cash movie. And I like the actor that's going to play Johnny Cash. I just love Johnny Cash. And I've always loved Johnny Cash since I was about 2 years old. And I heard some punk a few months ago on the radio, some patriot talk show host talking bad about Johnny Cash. Don't you have better things to do? All right, I'm really out of control now. I'd rather just drive around on a motorboat, folks, listening to Johnny Cash if you really want to know. In fact, I'd rather be sitting in a fancy dining car drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going crazy on air. It's true. All right. No, I just like Johnny Cash. I saw a trailer online for the new Johnny Cash movie last night. It looks really good. It's made me sad. Johnny Cash is dead. You know, I had a chance to, you know, he's Jimmy Swaggart's cousin, what, first cousin. But I had a chance to see Johnny Cash a couple times live here in Austin. Once about 10 years ago, and then once about 5 years ago, one of the last times he played anywhere, before he died a few years ago. And see, now I've spent a minute and a half talking about Johnny Cash, and that's really not very good, folks. That's bordering on talking about sports for 10 hours. And And yes, I wanted to watch part of the World Series last night. I mean, I wanted to watch the Astros and the White Sox, but I didn't. You know what I was doing last night until the wee hours of the morn? I finished it. We added about 5 minutes. You hear the promo running on the local stations. I say it's a 43-minute film. It's not true. It's a 45-plus-minute film now. And it is The Order of Death, and I'm very proud of it. What you've seen online, we put out a few weeks ago. It doesn't hold a candle to what we've done. I've added about 5 minutes and really souped it up and added more images and more video. And it covers Skull and Bones tie-ins to Bohemian Grove. It covers the New Age occult groups and how they're being manipulated. It gets into just the occultism that permeates our society, the corporate symbols. And it's not even available yet. Not on DVD, not on VHS. It'll be in a few weeks. And last night I completed cutting down. I cut it down even more. What people saw at the Alamo Draft House, less is more, folks. A few weeks ago when I had two sellout showings, overflow crowd showings there at the Alamo Draft House, that was had been cut from 2 hours and 5 minutes to an hour and 45 minutes. I have cut it down to exactly an hour and a half. Image stabilized a lot of the video, color corrected it, you know, the hidden camera, really souped it up because we've got new computers now that can really clean up the image and really bring out the ritual and really zoom in to point-blank range. Just so much new stuff. Up-close video of the effigy, the human body, the image of a child they're burning. We've got this new fella that worked there for 2 years and gave us all this video. Wait till you see it. We put some of that into the original Bohemian Grove film. And so we're going to have one final showing. You know, they asked me to do it. I had the theater manager, the Alamo Draft House South Lamar, their new beautiful theater with the big, you know, giant theaters with the huge stadium seatings and waiters and waitresses, you know, right there at your table, folks. It's really nice. And they said, please, one more showing. Because, I mean, I'm busy, and I'm trying to finish this other film about going to England and what happened at Crawford and a bunch of other stuff, a bunch of other footage we've got, an amazing video. The problem is I got so much video, I'm trying to make this be like a 90-minute film, and it's just crazy. But I am having one more showing, and that is going to be this Thursday. This Thursday, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And in the past, we've had, six showings of martial law, all of them sold out days in advance. The last two showings sold out days in advance, so I haven't really promoted this one, and so there are a ton of tickets left. In fact, the way it's selling, there'll probably even be some tickets left, maybe. I doubt it. I don't know. But, you know, the day of the event, but I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't wait. It's a great event. You get to see all the great people that love freedom. We all get to get together. I'll be there with my books and videos and T-shirts, signing them if you so desire. And I'll give a speech, and I'll also take a question and answer. So we're going to show The Order of Death, and nobody's going to see this until, I mean, you know, you'll be the first to see it other than myself and Rob Jacobson that I've been editing this with, doing a great job. And then we'll show the Bohemian Grove, Dark Secrets, that we finished last night. And 35 minutes of Dark Secrets has been cut out. But if you want the original that I'm only going to be offering for another 2 weeks or so, a 2-hour, 5-minute Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, it's only available on VHS. And when it's gone, it's gone. When the new DVD comes out, that's going to have Order of Death and Dark Secrets on it, the new Order of Death, the new version of Bohemian Grove, I will never offer again the original Bohemian Grove video. So get the new one. Get the new one now, my friends. Get it. Get the old one now while you still can before the new one comes out. And go to Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart to get the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. And I'm signing, which gives us a lot of collector's value, I'm signing everyone that goes out in the next 2 weeks until we stop offering it. I'm citing the spine of the VHS videotape of everyone that goes out. And I'm kind of sentimental about it. I'm sorry I've already shot my mouth off and said I'm not going to offer it anymore, but I'm not. It's like 9/11 emergency release. Remember that I made in like a week, 2 weeks after 9/11. It was a two-hour video, and people said, man, it's a great video. Keep offering it. No, I've never offered it. You know, it's on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's there on the Internet, but not in hard copy format. And so, again, if you want Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the original collector's edition signed, go to Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see it online. Right there on the site, as you can see, all the films, my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, special video reports that are only on the website, you name it, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And the original film, of course, can live on by all you great listeners out there making copies of it. So you can still get the original film and get it and make copies and get it out to everybody, your friends and family. It's having a massive effect. Please continue to air it on local cable systems around the country on Access TV. Please continue to show it at your churches. And also you can get Martial Law, my new film, the miniseries, Detailing 9/11, The Police State, The Nazi Death Cults. You've got to get American Dictators. Oh, and I haven't plugged this. I really haven't plugged this. We've got a bunch of new specials. Three DVDs, American Dictators, Martial Law, and Road to Tyranny. All three of those films for $44.95. $45. I mean, that is just a huge discount, folks. Think about it. They're normally $25.95. You get three of those for $45 right now. To be precise, $44.95. And that's a psychological trick. I like to point that out. Notice that's marketing. I've always had round numbers just to illustrate that. But you know what? If it'll make people buy it and get the word out and defeat the New World Order, fine. It's $44.95. See, that's an example of semantical manipulation, folks. That if something's a cent or 5 cents less, oh, it's less. It's 44. It's not 45. But the point is, $45. Three of those. I've got the everything special where you get everything I've made. I think it's like a third off or something ridiculous. I don't have all the prices in front of me. Just go to Infowars.com or call the toll-free number. And there's like six or seven new specials. I mean, and all the old specials are still up there. But these new specials will only be to the first of the year. Guarantee it. 1-888-253-3139 if you want to call about those specials too. All right, that's enough. Let's play this little clip to analyze the CNN piece about impending indictments in the White House and what will happen. Now let's go ahead and roll that CNN piece.
President Bush insists background noise about the CIA leak investigation isn't keeping him from doing his job.
A lot of chatter, a lot of speculation.
That noise could get much louder this week. The grand jury's term expires Friday, and inside the White House there is anxiety over whether the president's top political advisor, Karl Rove, the vice president's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, or any other key official will be indicted. Friday, special prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald launched a website which included a Justice Department letter confirming the parameters of his investigation, a list that includes perjury and obstruction of justice.
I think that's an ominous development for those people who have been targeted by the grand jury. You don't open up a website if you're ready to shut down an investigation.
At the same time, the president is facing a host of challenges on other fronts. In 2 weeks, his Supreme Court nominee, Harriet Myers, goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Some conservatives have blasted Myers as unqualified and want her nomination pulled.
I feel the president's nominated her. He said that he's not going to withdraw her. I take him at his word. And it makes the hearing the most important thing.
Add to the White House difficulties the approach of a grim milestone in the Iraq War. The number of Americans who died is nearing 2,000. and polls show waning public support for the president's Iraq policy.
All right. So there you have the basic demonization now of Bush and this big eat, drink, and be merry revelry. Oh, we're slaying the dragon, the evil political monster. They're a client group of technicians in there to do a job. This is an imperial tactic to then walk all over them, use them as a doormat, act like the entire agenda that the people hate was their fault. Then they get in trouble. They're publicly shamed. They fall on their swords. And the establishment's agenda just moves forward. I mean, let's talk about reversals of the policies. You know, if Bush is so unpopular, but no, the very people out demonizing Bush, even the Democrats, well, we do have to stay the course on Iraq. Well, we do have to maybe go into Syria and Iran. I mean, Hillary sounds like she's right of Bush now, positioning herself in the false paradigm for the run that's coming up here in about 3 years. The election will start in two. You know, the warm-up for that is 2 years away, folks. We'll be right in the middle of the election in 2 years. It's all about keeping us in our two camps to switch off the thinking process, to make sure we've all got our Republican or Democratic caps on. And, by the way, if you die in the combat zone, it counts. We've had 2,000 die in the combat zone. It was well over 8,000 a year ago. I mean, mainstream numbers that have come out. People that died being evac'd out, died on the helicopter, died of complications from their wounds. That doesn't count. And I haven't seen the numbers in the last few months, but it's over 8,000, and what is it, like 16,000 injured? Severely. I mean, we're not talking about little scratches. We mean 16,000-plus Purple Hearts have been handed out. Arms, legs blown off. Folks, I'm in Circuit City. I'm in CompUSA. I'm in business stores. I'm in Target, and I see these guys working. They still got the little shaved heads, and both their legs are blown off, or an arm's blown off, or I've seen a guy with an arm and a leg blown off, and I've actually walked over and talked to him. Did you just get back? And the guys look real sad, and they're already working, folks, and they've still got, you know, bandages that you can tell, or you can look and see the little yellow seepage. You can tell they're still seeping. Their wounds hadn't even healed, folks. Their limbs haven't even grown. You know, they're still raw. I look at the bandages on them, and you can still see, you know, the yellow coming through, the blood coming through, the plasma coming. They still are still bleeding. I mean, these guys must be already going back on the job a month after their arms and legs are blown off. Poor things. And it's all for a lie for a bunch of carpet-bagging, draft-dodging, sniveling neocons. It's just so sick. And it just makes me sick. Let's go ahead and go to Pat in Ohio. Pat, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Before I ask my question, you mentioned that Johnny Cash was Jimmy Swaggart's cousin.
Yes.
Back in the mid-80s, I heard him say that Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilley were his first cousin. He never mentioned Johnny Cash.
Okay, well, that's the truth.
Okay. My first question was, on one of your takes, I think you and George Humphrey mentioned Flight 800. And you never elaborated on that. And I think that was the flight that went down a few years ago.
Yeah.
They said the Navy accidentally, or some speculation was that the Navy shot a rocket up there or something like that. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yes. It blew up taking off from New York, flying to Europe. That plane, the Army was on maneuvers, the Navy was on maneuvers. Over 400 military men saw it, including over, what was like 40-something people who were Vietnam vets who'd seen missile trails. Not one, but two missiles hit it. State police saw it. Police saw it. There were over 800 witnesses that signed affidavits, like 800-plus. And so it was seen by 800-plus witnesses, including the masses of them that were in helicopters, who were Vietnam vets, who saw the missiles clearly hit it. And so we don't know what happened. We just know that they tested the residue in the plane. Some reporters snuck in and got it, and they got indicted for getting the residue. It was explosive residue. We know that the plane was shot down. We don't know why. We just know the government lied about it.
Just like
the Queens New York flight that took off from Queens a few weeks after 9/11, and both engines blew off, and the tail blew off. We got firemen, police, everybody seeing it. I mean, it just, and they just say, nope, you didn't see that.
Okay.
So I don't begin to say what happened or why it happened.
Yeah, okay.
We just know they're lying about it.
Right. Okay. I wonder about that. And also, when you mentioned, when I looked at your tape, you know, you the federal building in Oklahoma and the two towers that went down.
Yeah, we know specifically what happened with that.
Right. But my question is,
the feds blew it up.
Yeah, but what I don't understand, why lie about it? Why don't they just say that the terrorists blew it up? Why stop there with just that they flew into the building? Why not, instead of covering up the fact that the buildings were blown up, they had explosives underneath the building, why not just tell the people that they also planted explosives?
Because, ma'am, that takes engineers with 3 degrees months to do. That's why. Because it's pure bull. The whole story's pure bull. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Female General Officer commanding troops in the combat zone in Iraq. Joining us, they tried to scapegoat her, and now she's blown the whistle big time. People say, you know, they couldn't run a conspiracy this big. People go public. How many FBI agents, how many former top CIA analysts, how many congressmen do we have to have on? I mean, I had the guy that briefed Ronald Reagan for 6 of his 8 years, the guy that briefed George Bush Sr. for all of his years, Ray McGovern on. I didn't prompt him. I just said, what do you think is going to happen if this administration gets in trouble? Oh, they could carry out terror attacks. Do you understand that top CIA analyst, number five in the CIA when he was in the CIA, Ray McGovern, saying, the government may carry out terror attacks. Let me say it again. He said the government might carry out terror attacks. And of course, I've talked to him off camera before. I've interviewed him for TV, and he said that on TV. It's an upcoming documentary. We've already put it in weekly TV reports for the PrisonPlanet.tv members, but you know, he said the government could carry out attacks then. Do you understand? See, this is mainstream. This is what analysts are saying. This is the reality. We have government documents where they plan to do it. You cannot ignore it. It is real. You can keep saying that we're the kooks, but you are the kooks that deny this. Do you understand? There's one way to look at the data. Only one way. It is an orgy of evidence. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good, my friend.
I'm enjoying a nice Cuban Cohiba, as we speak. I just wanted to tell you that I purchased a shortwave radio because where I am in Rochester, I cannot pick up the AM signal. I believe that strongly in your message, so I spent $200 on a shortwave.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you can't pick up our great affiliates up there, but we appreciate them too. What's on your mind?
Oh, my friend, I'll tell you, I've got to run. I sell law enforcement and military supplies, and I've got some good stories to tell you, but I'll have to call it back in. I just ran out of time.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, tell us 30 seconds of it.
I'll tell you. You know, the other day I had this woman call, and her son was, he's an MP over there, and she's crying because he can't find a sling for his M16, and he needs a holster for his sidearm. And here I'm thinking to myself, here she's crying on the phone, and you know, she's you can't put people over there without giving them the tools to do the job.
Well, half the army, it was in the news, had to buy their own body armor.
Oh, Alex, it breaks my heart when I get these calls. It just breaks my heart. And I said, look, I have the stuff that you're looking for. I'll send it to you, and I won't charge you a penny. Just so your kid has got some things that he needs.
Good. Look, we need to get you as a sponsor. We need an Army-Navy supplier. I'm not really looking for sponsors, but I should be.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Send me some info. Well, you're the right kind of person. Well, can you believe they won't give them armored vehicles, but they keep saying they have when they haven't?
Alex, I can't. I can't. I get so infuriated. I get so enraged when I hear this nonsense. It's incredible. The people have to wake up. You know, my sons and I collect firearms, and I told him, I said, you really need to listen to this guy, because if you want to keep that investment, you really need to hear what you have to say. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's an important message that needs to be heard. And these people who choose to ignore it, I don't understand what they're thinking about. I really don't. You know, it's just so many things that you're saying need to be heard. You know?
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call, sir. And call me back. I want to hear more of the stories.
Correct.
Mike, you still there?
But I will call you again, my friend.
Yeah, call me back when we got more time, when you don't have some money at your store or whatever.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care. Bye, con Dios. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour. Take a few more calls. And then we've got Janice Galpinski, or Pinsky, joining us, the only female officer commanding troops in the combat zone in Iraq.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.